It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well, and go over to Facebook and give us a like. We've got all kinds of great information there. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. We'll keep you apprised of all the great stuff that's coming through the show with the podcast, with the op-eds. Really good stuff. So important show planned for you today. We'll go through some headlines. We'll hear from Chris Cantwell with Trans World Business Advisors here in the first segment down at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk with Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. And third and fourth segment, former state senator Kevin Lundberg, author of the Lundberg Report. He'll give us an update on what is happening down at the State House, as well as some other important issues out there you need to keep your eyes on for sure. So welcome to the show. And producer Steve, how are you doing this fine day?
Yo, I'm here.
I always like to know that you're here. If you weren't here, it'd be a big problem. So great to have you.
The more important thing is you're here.
That's true. I actually had quite an adventure yesterday. I was traveling through western Wyoming yesterday, and I had a front tire blowout. I've never had that happen, and I was 35 miles from the nearest tire store. So it was an adventure, but we got through it, and I feel like blessings abound. It could have been something that was real serious, but fortunately, it all worked out. But it was an adventure, Steve, I must tell you.
Well, thanks to the miracle of the internet, you're not home yet, but you sound like you are.
Yes, so we've got a great show planned for you today. Not to miss a beat, we're always going to deliver here. So I always like to say thank you to this team that I get to work with, the team at Crawford Broadcasting, as well as our team. That's Steve, Patty, Zach, Keith, and Charlie. Really appreciate all of you, and to each of you listeners. My gosh, where we are in America today, we have to be talking about these important ideas. And each of you, you are treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose. And to go out and strive for excellence today, we need to continue to engage in the battle of ideas of what is happening in our country. And that battle of ideas is actually taken to the streets somewhat. And so we need to continue to... Words are more powerful than rocks and bricks.
Hey,
someday, we need words to stop that.
You're always so gracious to thank the team. But someday, we don't have time today, but when we have an extra minute or two, we rattle off those names very quickly. We might want to say what each one of those persons or each one of those people do.
Oh, well, why don't we do that right now? So you produce the show and really keep all this. Yeah, and you know what? You are a true professional. The way that you fade the music in and out. I mean, you just really do a great job on everything, Steve. Zach handles all the social media and the website. Patty does the research. Keith handles SoundCloud. And Charlie does, a bunch of the production, but he is instrumental in selecting the bumper music. And all these people together is what brings this show together. And really, for what we do, it seems like we have an even bigger team. Of course, there's the team at Crawford as well with the production of our spots for our sponsors. But it's a really lean machine that makes all this happen, Steve.
It is. And, I value and am amazed at some of the skill levels that go in. Zach, he is a web Jedi. I don't know what word I can think of. He's just incredible, the things that he does with the websites, especially sometimes on short notice. He's just awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. And the images that you will see, they're very creative images for the show recaps as well as for the op-eds. And you need to go over to the website just to take a look at those because they're amazing. And that website is Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Patty, too. I'm sorry. I just had this thought on Patty.
Oh.
She's going to love this, but she not only does she put out the big headline, but she'll take the time to fill in behind it and give you the foundational things so that you're, you know, when if you're going to talk about it on the air, you have so much more credibility.
Yes. And I mean, I'm speechless when I look at what happens with this show every morning. It's pretty amazing. And people can listen to it again from 10 to 11 p.m. And all the recaps for the shows are on the website as well. And then, of course, we started the new podcast, Sounding Off with Kim Munson. But yes, what you, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie make happen is just pretty amazing. So that's a description of how we bring this whole thing together. And it's pretty amazing. My friends, as we look at these issues, we go back to the founding principles of America, and that is freedom versus force, force versus freedom. What we're seeing happening on the streets of our cities right now, it's nothing new. They're using fear. They're using force. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. You know, we got to kick the tires on what socialism looked like through the whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption reaction. And now we're seeing what happens when when socialism takes to the streets. I mean, it's anarchy out there. And Steve, these cities where this is happening, they're talking about systemic racism. And you know what? I think we'll want to go to talk about this in the second segment, because I want to go to the quote, but I want to talk about this thing they continue to have in the narrative, and that is systemic racism. And I think that we need to address that. Our inspiration for today, though, are you familiar with Rafi Zacharias at all?
Oh, yes.
Christian apologist. You know, and he just passed on middle part of May. And pretty amazing. He was an Indian-born Canadian-American Christian apologist. An apologist means defender. So he was a defender of the Christian faith. He was an author of more than 30 books on Christianity, including the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association's Gold Medallion Book Award winner, Can Man Live Without God? In the category Theology and Doctrine, as well as Christian bestsellers, Light in the Shadow of Jihad and The Grand Weaver. Rafi Zacharias was the founder and chairman of the board of Rafi Zacharias International Ministries and host of the radio programs Let My People Think and Just Thinking. And interestingly enough, he grew up in India, and at the age of 17, he actually made a suicide attempt, or was in the process of making a suicide attempt. And Christ met him there, and he changed his life, and he became just an amazing Christian apologist. And so as I was looking at the quotes for today, I wanted to think about unity. You know, Lincoln said it's also biblical that a house divided against itself cannot stand. And this evil that we see playing out on our streets right now is nothing more than trying to divide us. And so the quote that I got from Rafi Zacharias was this. He said, when secularization has had its full sway, it will leave a generation devoid of shame. And if you show me a generation that lacks shame, I will show you a generation that is monstrous in its appetite, never satisfied. And, you know, we've continued to see the secularization of America. And we're seeing that played out on the streets right now. Steve, your comment before we go to Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, Chris is here. But one of my classmates from high school put something, a post on social media regarding the riots, the whole nine yards. And she's like, how can this be happening? And I resisted. I really wanted to try to give her, you know, the truth. And, you know, my word picture of the large ship tied up at the dock representing our Judeo-Christian values, the ship being us, and the mooring lines are cast off. And what happens eventually? That ship just drifts away. That's us. And everything that, you know, who you just said in this quote from Rafi Zacharias, it's our reality.
But it doesn't have to be our reality, Steve. You know, I think that Americans, deep down as Americans, we value freedom. And of course, liberty is actually based in the Judeo-Christian worldview. And so I look at this as a great opportunity for us really to take a gut check and say, who are we? And we are Americans. You know, I've interviewed over 130 World War II veterans. And I think about the great history of America. And it's a small group that is making this happen. And I'm grateful that the veil is now off on their agenda. And so let's not go to break yet. Let's talk to Chris Cantwell, then we'll bite some more of this off in the second segment. Chris Cantwell, Trends World Business Advisors, valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kim and Steve. Hope you both are doing well.
We are doing well. What's happening over in the business realm? I mean, Chris, we never would have dreamed that what is happening in the streets of our big cities is happening, this destruction of businesses. And businesses, yeah. you know that that's people's hard work. That's their hopes and dreams. In your business, this has to be breaking your heart.
It is. It's really, really tough. You know, a few weeks ago, we're arresting a hairdresser who opens her salon down in Dallas, and, you know, people were cheering and sending her death threats. And, you know, now we're seeing those loudest for tolerance are always the one most intolerant, you know, tearing down these businesses and riding in the streets. And, you know, people are out there applauding their efforts. And, you know, there's not a single person in the world that agrees with what happened with that cop. There's no one defending the cop, and you know he's never going to see the light of day again. So this is so drawn up by media and politicians, and you know they want a huge police state, but they don't want the police to manage the police state. And you know business owners are bad, and you know it's super frustrating. It really is. So here's what I say: you know, if you want to go out there and fight for the American dream and you want to go fight for what America is really about, be an entrepreneur, run a small business. You know, I always say this. I work with people who create products and services that other people value because it makes their lives better. That's what entrepreneurs do every single day. They're creating products and services that people value, and they buy them, and they want them, and they need them. Maybe it's for their health so that they can live longer, or just for enjoyment, like going to a restaurant or a coffee shop or something like that. So yeah, these are troubling times, no doubt. I know that we're going to get past it. We're Americans. And another way to be a great American is to go out and be someone who creates products and services that other people value. And what I want to cover today is just looking through our inventory of businesses that we have for sale. And we've got right around 200 businesses for sale now. Of those 200, there are 35 businesses that we have listed for less than $100,000. And of those 35, it looks like there's maybe six that aren't profitable today, but the rest of them do have some profitability. And some of it may be $20,000, $30,000. I'm looking at the list as I speak, and some that are $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in cash flow. So a lot of these businesses are businesses. Let me give you an example. I've got a business that is that does engraving, awards, promotional products. They've been around for 30 years. The husband and wife run it, and they're ready to retire. They've been kind of winding the business down, just working what's comfortable for them, not really going out there and chasing new business and getting involved in networking groups and chambers of commerce where they can go out and meet people and share what their business does and drum up business that way. There's so many ways that people can come in, take over these businesses, go out and build them and have a great career, a great livelihood running a business. This is a business that, you know, is probably doing about $300,000 in revenue right now, a little over $300,000. We're asking $60,000 for this business. It can easily be doing $500,000 to maybe $750,000 in revenue by someone going out there and just working hard and networking and meeting people and sharing what their product sells. And there's so many of these opportunities. And, you know, the sellers are willing to do some financing. If you can come and bring somewhere between 20 and maybe 40% down on a lot of these businesses, sellers will do some financing. I have a great banker that does financing strictly under $250,000 in listing price. So there's so many opportunities out there. And, you know, if you just have some industry experience, I've got a motorcycle shop. If you know someone that's a motorcycle repair shop, if you know someone that loves tinkering with motorcycles or is working for somebody else as a repair technician and wants to go be an entrepreneur and run their own shop and call the shots, these opportunities are out there. So It's definitely challenging, interesting times, but, you know, small business is going to go on. And being in control of your business is just great. It's a wonderful feeling, and helping people and serving people by, again, you know, creating services and products that people appreciate and value because it makes their lives better.
Well, and the other thing is I think that people, you know, they may be transitioning out of a job. And so here's an opportunity. You know, people are wondering, where can I get some yield on my, you know, on my investments or my work? And so this is a spot where that could happen. So, and that's pretty exciting, Chris Cantwell. How can people reach you?
Yeah, you can always find my contact information on your website, kimmonson.com, or you could reach out to me and call me at 844-SELL-BIZ, B-I-Z, 844-SELL-BIZ. Be happy to take you through kind of the inventory that we have. If you've got a business and you're ready to retire, or your business is distressed, or you're just struggling for whatever reason, you know, if the business is unprofitable, we can still sell those businesses many times. There's many different scenarios where we can help somebody out. Or if you've got a business that's thriving and it's just time to do something different or retire, whatever it may be, we can help get your business to market, help get your business sold. And for those that want to buy a business and be an entrepreneur, we can help there too. So happy to do that.
Okay. Well, Chris Cantwell, thank you so much. Thank you for your partnership as well with the show. And that's Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. We'll talk to you next week and have a great day.
Thanks, Kim. You too.
And before we go to break, another one of my valued sponsors is Hooters Restaurants. And, you know, it's been just such an interesting time for all of our bars, our restaurants, and our taverns. And so it's kind of, it's a treat to actually stop by and pick up some Hooters wings and take them home. I know that they are working to get some back to normal, where we actually get to go out to eat and watch some sports. Wouldn't that be great, Steve? Tomorrow's Wings Day there. You buy 20 wings, you get another 10 for free. They have all kinds of lunch specials.
Sports?
And, sports.
What's
yes.
that?
I can't wait till we get to have some sports as well. But, you know, this whole thing has really made us check our premises and our priorities and value these things. I mean, my gosh, we used to take it for granted that used to, you know, just run by and just drop in and have a bite to eat. But Hooters is a great partner of mine. Highly recommend that you get some wings and go to order.hooters.com. For more information, or you can go to my website as well. Let's go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about this narrative of systemic racism. We'll be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Sign up for our weekly newsletter and go over to Facebook and give us a like. A couple of things I hope that we can hit during this second segment here is, first of all, I continue to hear the narrative of systemic racism. And I would venture to say that where there is racism is when we continue to look at people by their descriptor instead of who they really are. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. said, I dream of a time when my little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And that is the world that we want to get to. But the far left radicals, the activists, the media have had this narrative that have continued to work to divide us. And a house divided against itself cannot stand. But what is systemic racism? What is it, Steve? You know what it is? It's when in education you have a system of low expectations because of the color of your skin or where you come from. That means that you cannot achieve as much. That is antithetical to the American idea. There's the systemic racism of government dependency. There is the systemic racism of division versus unity. All this stuff has been percolating underneath the fabric of America since probably the 60s, where Saul Alinsky basically said to all the activists, the radical activists, the communists, the Marxists, cut your hair, put on a suit, and let's take over the institutions. The institutions of the media, the institutions of education, the institutions of our charities. And that is what has happened here in America. And so, my friends, I find this is a defining moment in America. And we are Americans. The veil is now off. You know, when this, what happened George Floyd up in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, I mean, that is really tragic. And I have heard stories that depending on the color of your skin, the police may react to you differently. But why is that? I think it goes back to there has been this narrative of low expectations, of government dependency. This needs to be changed. So we are at a defining moment in America. And do you not find it interesting, Producer Steve, that we end up with COVID-19, you know, jailing every day, as Chris Cantwell said, jailing a hairdresser in Dallas because she wants to open our business, but turning basically a blind eye to those that are destroying property in our major cities that have been run by blue mayors, blue city councils in blue states for many, many years. If in fact there was systemic racism, why haven't they done something about it? Where is Hancock on this? Where's Mayor Hancock on this? Where's Governor Polis? Man, they were all out front all the time regarding COVID-19 and shut down your businesses so to save other people. But man, not a problem with shutting down the livelihoods, first now with COVID-19, now with the destruction of property. It's unbelievable in one way. And on the other hand, I'm so grateful that the veil is off, because I think most Americans say this is not okay. Steve, your thoughts?
The dichotomy between those two ideas that you just expressed is wide and it is deep in terms of, you know, all the dinking around, for lack of a better term, with the virus. And in a matter of 48 hours, it's off the table. And we're now, our attention is on this other issue. And like you just said, all the cares about being out in public and the behaviors that you're supposed to, you know, protocols that you're supposed to observe, it's all out the window.
And it is all out the window.
Why? And there's no explanation for it.
Yep.
No plausible explanation.
And so Patty pulled a couple of headlines here. This is from Just the News. It says, after months urging social distancing, Democrat leaders largely mum about large packed protests, which, don't you find that? I mean, if in fact we're really concerned about lives, wouldn't we be very, instead of arresting them for destroying property, they should probably arrest them for being too close to each other, right? I mean, really, did that ever really make any sense? And then Mises.org just reported the CDC slashed the COVID-19 fatality rate to a fraction of earlier estimate used to justify the lockdowns. So we've had all of these elected representatives, these politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties that have shut down the economy. And when I have challenged them on that, they've said, we're just following the data. Well, the data has been garbage. And so we've allowed that to happen. And now we've got the destruction of our businesses in our streets. And do you not find it so interesting that all this was happening when Donald Trump had said to the black community, he says, vote for me. What do you have to lose? And what happened was we were at historical unemployment rates across the spectrum, black, Hispanic, women, across the spectrum. All those descriptors were flying out the window. And also with General Flynn, we realized that it goes almost all the way to the top. When Donald Trump said they're spying on me, what was that, 3 years ago? He said the Obama administration is spying on me.
Now four years ago.
People said, oh, you know, can you believe that? He's all conspiracy theory. And now we find out that's true. And so I wonder if we are getting so close to the truth and we were getting so close to success where people were not going to have to be dependent on government, that we were going to grow this economy where we could, in essence, start to, make a dent in the debt that we had by just the growth of people being employed. And I just wonder if we were getting so close to the truth that, those with the evil plans that wanted to keep people, you know, under their thumb. And that is these blue Democrats, these blue mayors, blue governors. They want to keep people under their thumbs. And so we're at a defining moment right now in our country. Steve, your final comment before we get over to Jason McBride.
Well, you pick the animal of your choice in terms of one that you know is prone to fight and then fights the hardest when it's cornered. This is what we're seeing. And I asked this question before, and I'll ask it again. Of all the baloney we've seen in the last 3 months or so, including the highly vaulted CDC, who's had two major gaffes that have come out in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I just want to ask, how much of this would we have seen if this was not a general election year? How much?
Well, I think that you've nailed it. And then one other thing I want to say, the real danger that we have here is certainly we've got the rioting in the streets, but the real danger that is happening is with this whole COVID-19 thing is the weaponizing of public health departments against everyday American people. And so that is what you need to keep your eye on. That is what we need to fight. We need to get back to a point where we have representative government instead of this administrative state where unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats are making the decisions for our lives. And we need to get back to representative government, because when I've reached out to elected officials and said, what are you going to do about it? And they say, our hands are tied. That's not the way it's supposed to happen in America. Let's jump over here to Jason McBride. Jason, how are you doing this fine morning?
Oh, well, I am up and awake, Kim.
Well, that's good. The market, it's interesting. Yesterday, it was kind of a ho-hum day. And so it's not really responding one way or another regarding all these riots in the streets.
No, it didn't actually do much. We gained a little bit on the Dow, like 90 points, but it was one of the quietest days we've had for quite some time. It kind of felt like a rest yesterday, Kim, which was actually a little bit nice. This morning we've got positive futures. Looks like, well, at least right now the futures are up 150. We've still got an hour to go before the open, but overall, I mean, we haven't made a lot of progress recently since we broke above resistance, but sometimes the market does that. It pushes above, takes a little pause, and then tries to go even higher, and then at least for today, it looks like on the open, we're going to try to push forward again, which is pretty amazing considering all the horrible news we've had, the difficult economic news, the media with the drumbeat in the background of how this is pretty much the end of the world, and then all of this garbage going on with the riots, the mayhem, and the lawlessness. The market just continues to push forward.
Well, and the fact that President Trump yesterday said that he will protect private property, you know, I thought that was pretty important. I see a real dearth in leadership right now across the spectrum, and I'm really disturbed about that, Jason. So we need to have leadership, and one of the tenets, one of the foundational things about America is that we have this, you know, these rights of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness means that you're able to go out, make a living, you know, and it's also, you know, it's somewhat unique in America that you can invest in these different companies. If you think that a company has a good idea, you like their management, you can invest in a company and try to create wealth for yourself. And I know, that's what you guys do, is try to help people with their nest eggs and grow their nest eggs and help their economic well-being.
Well, that's true, Kim. Eventually, we all probably will not be working anymore the way we are now, and like to kind of just keep do everything we can to keep that paycheck going, to keep you in the lifestyle you'd like to have in retirement. And I've always said I don't think people work for 30, 40, maybe 50 years of their life to end up with a lower standard of living in retirement. It's not supposed to be your final years. It's supposed to be your golden years. So let us help you, you know, create what you need to in order to get there and live the way that you want to. I think we're pretty good at planning in that way, helping people see a picture forward, and given a couple of clear decision points on some things to do.
It makes a lot of sense, Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. So I'd recommend people give you a call, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. You and your colleagues over there can certainly sit down and help people navigate this crazy market out there. So I'd highly recommend that, Jason.
Oh, I appreciate that, Kim, and we appreciate your show, too.
Well, most definitely. You know, we're engaged in this battle of ideas, Jason, and I know it's important to you as well. So I do appreciate your partnership. So have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You betcha. Bye-bye, Kim.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, former State Senator Kevin Lundberg, he is the author of the Lundberg Report. It comes out once a week. Again, a very important newsletter, and he'll give us an update now that the legislature is back in session. There's all kinds of interesting stuff happening, some good news on the due date too late. So let's go to break. We'll be right back with Kevin Lundberg.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Did you know Hooters wings can fly? That's right. Your favorite wings can be picked up for to-go and can even be delivered right to your doorstep. Take advantage of Hooters' delicious lunch specials, like our seaworthy Baja fish tacos, mouth-watering Western burger, or our new roasted wings. Lunch specials are available to go Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Curbside service available. Place your order online at order.hooters.com. Get your wings to fly only at Hooters.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's KimMunson.com, MONSON.com. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well, and go over to Facebook and give us a like. All kinds of great information there as well. On the line with me is former State Senator Kevin Lundberg. He is the executive director of the Republican Study Committee of Colorado. He provides the Lundberg Report once a week. I'd highly recommend that you sign up for that because he really goes in depth on some of the important issues out there. Kevin Lundberg, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's always good to be with you.
Okay, so there's a lot happening out there. First thing, Kevin Lundberg, you've spent a lot of time down at the state capitol. I've seen pictures of what has happened to the capitol. What's your thoughts? What goes through your mind when you see that?
Well, having spent 16 years down there and really, for one thing, just developed a great respect for this this building that belongs to the people of Colorado, it's it's really a state treasure. And what I've seen is vandals have been just tearing it apart through these riots. Bullet holes have been shot through windows, and I'm sure they weren't a very good shot, so they probably have hit the building itself and dinged it up all over. Smashed windows with everything, with other blunt objects, shall we say. Graffiti everywhere is what I'm told, and I know that they've been trying to keep that cleaned up, but not only off the Capitol itself, but all around there. These are not protests. I mean, I wish they were, and I suspect for a lot of people that's what they did. They went down there to say, hey, I think what happened in Minneapolis was wrong. And it was. I don't know of anybody who doesn't say it was wrong. But what's equally wrong is to come down and to destroy public property, especially the priceless jewel that we call our state capital. I just finished viewing one of the local TV stations that's really big on news, and I don't see them talking about any of this destruction, and I'm just floored. I'm just totally floored by how the local media seems to think this is just hunky dory. I mean, I was involved in some protests a few weeks ago when it came to all this lockdown stuff, and what I saw then and there were peaceful assembly. People who were there, they had signs, but it was as safe as a Sunday school picnic, you might say. What I'm seeing here is people going down and laying on the middle of the street, reenacting what George Floyd was so cruelly put through. But then people coming with the spray cans and everything else and destroying everything.
Okay, and Kevin, you know what? As we really look at this, and one of the things that I talk about at the beginning of the show many times is Rudyard Kipling had a quote. He says, I keep six honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who. And actually, that is the foundation of critical thinking. And Americans typically have a long history of critical thinking. And so we're starting to see, you go long enough, though, and you start to see the veil come off. So we'll talk about COVID-19 here in a minute. But we've realized that the data has basically been garbage. So we have based shutting down our economy on data that is not reliable. But let's just think about this. We're starting to see reports in different cities that they're finding stashes of weapons or bricks or clubs where people can break windows. Because, if you really think about it, to take a bunch of bricks into downtown in a backpack, I mean, you're really going to have to kind of plan. So how is it that we have, how is it that there's these things there that are already there that people have them at their fingertips to destroy property? There's something going on here. So my friends, when you're talking to people, how is that? People need to understand this is pretty organized, and it's really trying to divide us and destroy people's businesses. They're destroying black people's businesses, white people's businesses, Hispanic people's businesses, gay people's businesses. I mean, I guess that's one thing about tolerance is if you're going to destroy businesses, you destroy them all, huh?
Well, yeah, and Kim, I'll go back to what you said initially here, which I think is excellent. And that is, we need critical thinking. We need to be asking those very clear questions. And that's what a journalist does, too, by the way, normally. I just mentioned I went to one of the TV stations, and they had a report, because I wanted to, get, you might say, an update before we went on the air. All I found were photographs. I didn't find a single word of commentary, of description, of digging that down that extra layer and trying to determine what's really happening here. I've noted that the leadership in our state, the governor, the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate, members of the legislature that represent those areas, and by the way, they're all from the other party, shall we say, I don't see them standing up and calling for a peace and calm, and asking that people stay home I'm not even sure I would say stay home, but to seek peaceful resolution to what is definitely has exploded into a big problem. Now they kind of set it up with all of the stay-at-home orders, which have been stretched out for the longest time. But now that it explodes, yeah, there are folks out there. There are bad guys that have that are trying to take advantage of this and create more. I don't know. Maybe the word's insurrection, and that shouldn't be tolerated. Each and every citizen needs to stand up and say, we live in a civilized state and nation that doesn't have such destruction condoned. I just don't know how else to explain it, except I see it's like this, the folks that we've elected to be in charge of our state have lost all sense of balance and proportion, and really they've lost their minds in many ways.
Well, and a couple of things on that, Kevin. First of all, where is Obama? Where is Oprah? Where are those kinds of influencers? Where are they standing up and saying, this is not okay? And you know what? Just destroying somebody else's property, there's no courage in that. You know, it does not behoove any kind of dignity. And so where are the leaders in saying, wait a minute, we are one country, we stand united. And so the fact that we're not hearing from them, and then also this is happening in states that are run by, and they're blue states, they're blue cities. And if, in fact, there has been systemic racism, as they're talking about, where's been their leadership all these years to change that?
Right.
Instead,
right.
When you think you're an elite, it doesn't really matter what color that you are. When you think that the minions, the masses are beneath you, then you don't do anything to actually try to change that. But real leadership does. And so the other thing that I wanted to mention is the masks. So first of all, you look at the research, and most of these face coverings in my town of Lone Tree is now mandated you have to wear a face covering. Well, those are 97% ineffective, means they're maybe 3% effective. You can't really see who people are. You can't see whether or not their smiles, what their emotions are. And so do you not find it so interesting that we now have made it mandatory that people cover up their face, which is what Antifa was doing? They were covering their faces up when they were out destroying property the last time around. It's just crazy to me. So, Kevin, your final thought on that? We're going to go to break, and then we'll continue on. We kind of got off on we didn't get through the Lundberg report, but what's your final thought on that?
Not a whole lot on that. I'll put in a little brief thing. If you want the Lundberg report, go to my website, kevinlundberg.com, and sign up. But you're absolutely correct, and the leadership have proven their inability to lead. And from my perspective, what I think is there's an election coming in November, and everybody needs to know. Needs to think about this. They need to critically analyze it and figure out who should be in charge and what should I do to try to get them there.
Most definitely. So, Kevin Lundberg, let's go to break. When we come back, I'd actually like to talk about, I think it's the third thing on the Lundberg report, and that is this whole testing, tracing, and treatment. Because what I see is that we are there's a movement to weaponize our health agencies, our local health departments, against everyday people. So let's go to break. This is Kim Munson. I'm talking with Kevin Lundberg. He is a former state senator here in Colorado, and he's the executive director of the Republican Study Committee of Colorado. Let's go to break. We'll be right back.
Predovich and Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. And the other weekly newsletter that I think should be on your radar is the Lundberg Report. On the line with me is Kevin Lundberg, former state senator. He actually was down at the legislature for 16 years. He was a representative, then a senator. And he's the executive director of the Republican Study Committee of Colorado. Before we get through all this, Kevin Lundberg, how can people sign up for your weekly report? It is a very important letter.
Well, it's free and available to all. If you have to go to my website, kevinlundberg.com, and right there on the front page, it says subscribe, and just give me your email address. And by the way, when you go over to that subscribe page, there's also a button that says archives. So if you haven't seen the one I produced last week and the week before, et cetera, it's all right there. So you can, do a little bit of research. We talked about critical thinking. Well, I invite everyone to think very critically when they read my newsletter. I try to put the salient points in, and very briefly, too. This is not a 50-page document, even though I'll refer you to 50-page documents because I want to give you the background if you want to dig deep enough. And this subject that you brought up that we'll pivot into here is one of those that it's going to take some time to dig into it and really figure it out.
It really is, but I see big danger here with this whole narrative on COVID-19. First of all, the data, let's back up just a little bit. When COVID-19, the Wuhan virus, first arrived, I think that leadership, I think it was probably good to take a pause. Although Patty, my researcher, had noted that in 1968, when we had whatever it was, the H3N2, I think is the name of it,
I think 68 was the Hong Kong flu. And I remember most personally for about 2 weeks.
And we didn't shut down the economy. We didn't shut down our schools, and about 100,000 people died from that. It still is around to this day. But, we got to herd immunity, and I'm encouraging people, instead of getting to herd mentality, let's get to herd immunity so that we can move on. But so we saw these local health departments come in with draconian measures and shut down our businesses. And they're unelected. And how this works, and Kevin, we've moved to this administrative state. So we have our elected, I'm not calling them elected officials. They're supposed to be elected representatives. And then we have all these different boards and commissions. And so many times these elected representatives will appoint people to the boards. So for example, in Tri-County Health, the different county commissioners appoint the board members to Tri-County Health. Then they hire the executive director who sets the policy. And he's beholden to these appointed board members that are appointed by the county commissioners. And then the county commissioners are saying, well, I don't have anything to do with that because the board appointed them. We need to change that. But instead, you're probably familiar, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, Colorado Representative Jason Crow, if there was ever reasons to not reelect these people, it's because of the assistant Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York are proposing a national health force. And they want $100 billion to hire thousands of people to go out and do testing, tracing, and treatment. And if that doesn't put the fear of God in somebody, I don't know what would. Your comments.
Well, yes. There's so much to respond to. I'm going to say something really quick on the front end that I said in before the last break, and that is, if you don't think this is the right path to take, then you need to put different people in charge next November. And you need to work at not just voting yourself, but in getting engaged with the folks that you believe can lead us in the right direction. But let's talk about what this plan we have right now. Health departments have been given pretty much a blank check in controlling the population, and there needs to be some very specific and clear limits on what they could. In other words, when a health department makes an edict, if you go to the Colorado statutes, they can do just about anything they want, and that's pretty dangerous stuff. There needs to be some check on them. Sure, they ought to be there, the officials figuring out, you know, when bad things are happening health-wise for the community, but elected officials ought to have the ability to immediately veto what they say, so as to keep them in a reasonable control. Now, the bill you referred to, it's called H.R. 6666. I kid you not, that's the number. I'll make no more comment there. I'll just say that that's what it is. And it's in the U.S. House. The proposal is to put, $100 billion on the ground to hire thousands and thousands of people to become monitors of everybody who is suspected of either having the Chinese virus or of having been exposed to it, and then with the power to lock people in their home or to force them out of their home if they figure that that's not what the environment they want them in, into some other setting. This is a standard technique for an epidemic, but only if you catch it on the front end. One of the things I noted in my report was a study that was published in Lancet, which is a medical journal from the UK, way back in February. And they just gave this factual analysis of how does this work and how would it work with the corona, the COVID-19 virus. And they said, well, if you can catch it when there are maybe 40 or 50 people who have the disease in your area, then you can isolate those people and you can identify who they've been in contact with, and you can work on it there in a very limited capacity. But they made this statement. They said, if you have over 5,000 people infected, it's impossible. It will not work. Well, how about 1 million people? it's like they've lost their minds in what they're doing, or they're trying to manage this in another way, and that we don't have time to really dig into. But the bottom line is that the idea of testing everybody and then tracing them and then controlling them is impossible if you're really wanting to get past this disease, but B, it's so intrusive, so offensive to our freedoms and our abilities to conduct our lives that it becomes this ridiculous exercise in destruction. I don't know how else to put it. Do not buy the argument that somehow testing is going to cure the disease. It's not. It's not going to cure it at all.
And I was talking to Dr. Jill Vecchio, and the tests on this are, maybe 50% correct.
Yeah, very inconclusive. Yeah, I have a son who's been tested three times because he's up in Seattle, and he's been having some problems, and it's come out negative every time. And what they tell him is, well, that doesn't mean you don't have it or you hadn't had it. That just means we haven't found it.
Yeah. And so we have just a couple of minutes left, but this is what the big danger is. And first of all, I talked to a healthcare professional and said, yes, there is COVID-19, Wuhan virus, Chinese virus. And yes, people do get sick. You may be sick for about 10 to 14 days, but then typically you'll get over it. You know, there's like a 99.5% you know, 7% recovery rate from this whole thing. So the idea that they would use this narrative to then be so intrusive and weaponize these local health departments against the American people, this is the real danger that I see. Kevin Lundberg, it always goes too quickly when you're on the line. We've got about a minute left. What was the final thought you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, it's a repeat of what I've said before, and that is what you said. Think critically. Look at this stuff. Study it. It affects us all deeply. Don't accept what the typical journalist is trying to throw at you, or propagandist, really. But think for yourself, and then act for yourself as a responsible citizen. And let's put people in charge who are willing to stand up against this this takeover of our freedoms.
Most definitely. And Kevin Lundberg, again, people can sign up for your newsletter at kevinlundberg.com, correct?
That is correct. And I'll be, you know, fighting the good fight as I can. But, boy, I need a whole lot of people beside me. And Kim, you're one of them, and I really appreciate that.
Well, it is our duty, and that is what we'll do. We are Americans. So, Kevin Lundberg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Our quote for today is Rafi Zacharias. He says, where destruction is the motive, unity is dangerous. For example, if I have evil intent and I galvanize that evil intent with many others, the capacity to destroy is immense. Where goodness is the motive, unity is phenomenal and actually has some good issues to it. So my friends today, be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my